You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're speaking with Maria Haggerty, the CEO of .com Distribution, a leading third-party logistics provider that serves as a strategic partner to emerging e-commerce brands. A pioneer in the industry, Maria started an e-commerce business before e-commerce even existed. She joins e-commerce radio today to share with us some of the ways 3PLs like .com Distribution help e-commerce brands meet their bottom lines. Maria, a pleasure to have you with us today on e-commerce radio.
And it's a pleasure to be with you, Eric.
And you're most welcome, and looking forward to hearing from you. And I'm sure the audience is anxious to get some great information from you per your expertise. So for starters, sales is the number one metric in e-commerce, and inventory management is a major part of that. What are the most basic things a brand must keep in mind when planning their inventory management strategy?
I think the best thing is you really have to plan to use it or lose it, or as I like to really say it, is a planned product life cycle. So you need to understand that you're never going to get that perfect inventory balance. You're not going to consistently buy 100 and sell 100. So you got to plan. You have to have an action plan for what do you do with those remainders. If you sold 90, you're going to have 10 left, and you can't just keep having 10 left over and over again. So you're going to either put it on sale, mark it down, sell it to a liquidator, but you definitely want to have that whole life cycle planned out before you make the purchase.
Now, shipping is a huge expense for e-commerce companies. What are some of the benefits those companies are able to realize when they have an experienced 3PL partner like .com Distribution?
There's a couple of really big advantages. The first is our buying power. So if you're an emerging e-commerce brand shipping on your own, you're not going to get the benefits of the volume discounts that a normal 3PL would get. But the other really important thing is the guidance that, you know, an experienced 3PL can give you. Dimensional weight is a big factor that many emerging brands starting out don't even consider. And I like to say it's like shipping a box of rocks doesn't always cost the same as a box of feathers. The box of feathers is a lot lighter, but it's going to take up a lot more space in the truck, and you're going to get a surcharge on that. The other thing is, where is it going and how fast does it need to get there? We set up what we call best way groups. So if you're shipping a package from Edison, New Jersey, and your customer says they want it overnight and they live in New York City, you don't have to ship it overnight because it's never getting on a plane. It's going to get there next day, shipping it on a normal ground service. So I think those are the biggest ways that a 3PL like .com will help an emerging brand.
Yeah, great information there. Thanks for that. Now, creating a memorable experience for online shoppers is a powerful tactic for e-commerce brands. In fact, .com Distribution conducted a study that illustrates the neurological effects it can have on us as a person. Why is this such a powerful tool of influence?
Oh, I think that it's huge. I mean, I think I like to say I have a warehouse full of things that nobody really needs. You're buying everything that's in our warehouse from our clients because you want to feel a certain way. You're buying that skincare product because you want to feel beautiful. You're buying a beautiful T-shirt because you like the way it makes you feel. But it's that same when you get it, the anticipation, and then when it comes and it's in a beautiful box, and some of them even have perfume in it, you have this whole sensory experience. I mean, it's like you don't eat with just your taste buds. You eat with your eyes. So you have to have all of those sensory experiences with it. And when it does, I mean, it is scientifically proven that you get all of those pleasure chemicals going off in your brain when you're opening a really pretty box. It's like how you feel when you get a gift that's a surprise. So that's what we really aim to do with all of our clients, is kind of guide them on how to give that wow experience when their customer is opening up that package.
The experience is so important, no doubt about that. Today we're joined by Maria Haggerty, the CEO of .com Distribution, a leading third-party logistics provider that serves as a strategic partner to emerging e-commerce brands here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Maria, omnichannel strategy continues to be an increasingly dominant factor in retail success. Why is it so important that e-commerce brands bridge the gap between the online and in-store shopping experience?
Oh, again, it goes back to creating that whole memorable experience. So you want that experience to be consistent across whether you're getting it in a store or even in somebody else's store or through your e-commerce. You want that experience to elicit that feeling that of joy, of happiness, of whatever it is you're trying to deliver, whatever your brand message is. You want it to be consistent across all channels.
Yeah, most definitely there. And in your experience, what is the number one most common challenge that brings .com customers to you, and how do you help them solve the challenges?
Probably their biggest challenge when they're coming here is their success. They went from shipping, you know, 5 packages a day to 10 packages a day. Now they're shipping 100 packages, 200, 300 packages a day. And they're spending all their time shipping packages and not doing what their initial genius was creating this fabulous product. So they usually come to us when they say, this is the nuts and bolts and the mechanics of getting the packages out of the door. We are creative visionaries that is creating a fabulous product. So you guys do what you do best, .com, and that way we could continue to do what we do best, creating phenomenal products.
Certainly does make a lot of sense, and we thank you for what you do in this space. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to add along the lines of our conversation today?
Sure. I think really it's about how do we collectively make the consumer experience better. So if you're an emerging e-commerce brand or you're a filming company, how do you make the end consumer's experience the best that it could be? And again, going back to most of the time, you know, we're buying things that we really don't need. We're buying things that we want because they make us feel a certain way. So how do you really up your game on that customer experience?
Maria, really good to have had you today, and thanks for introducing .com Distribution to the audience. Where can listeners get further details on .com Distribution, and how could one be in touch accordingly?
Well, we are at www.comdistribution.com, and you can reach us there.
And that's simple enough. Again, Maria, thanks so much for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio. We certainly wish you and the company all the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Maria Haggerty, the CEO of .com Distribution, a leading third-party logistics provider that serves as a strategic partner to emerging e-commerce brands. And for further details and to take advantage of .com Distribution services, visit .com, DIST.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the E-Podcast Network.